This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Hello again, we do want to welcome you back here to Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word. With me, as always, is Brother Matthew Olson from the Chipman Rural Congregation there in Lee Summit, Missouri, and myself, Russ Earl, from the Ooligah Church of Christ here in Ooligah, Oklahoma. I know myself and a few others have been working through this cold season. Not all of it's been COVID for some. For some, it's just been cold and sinus and all that fun stuff that comes along with the winter months. And so, but either way, we're glad to be back here with you today. We're continuing looking at this idea of how to be happy. And last time we were together, we looked at the importance of looking to God and staying close to Him. We talked about how eternal life should make us happy. And we also looked at how happiness isn't found in the world or in worldly education. Not to say, education is wrong, but we're talking about we have to make sure we're looking in the right places for happiness. Now, what we want to look at today is the importance of counting our blessings. And we all probably have heard the song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. And no doubt that is a very important concept. In fact, I like it when we do the Lord's Supper here and when we do the contribution the way we do it here at Ooligah. We have the Lord's Supper, and then we have a song after the Lord's Supper prior to the contribution. It helps kind of break it up and make sure we understand these are two different acts of worship. But what's I appreciate, what's interesting is sometimes we have song leaders who'll lead that song, Count Your Blessings, just before we get ready to give back to the Lord. And I know that we should, because when we think about all the ways in which the Christian is blessed and provided for by God, it is really quite mind-boggling. I think about, just like Matt and I were talking about this morning, how it snowed. It snowed where he's at. It snowed here in Ooligah as well. And so when I walked outside, I was not expecting that at all. But I was thankful that when I walked outside, I walked out from a nice warm house. I walked out into a truck that would thankfully start, warm up, and allow me to be warm all the way to my destination this morning. And, sometimes I think we overlook those types of things. We overlook the little things, and we overlook the ability to sit in our kitchens and be warm on a cold January morning, and to prepare our breakfasts and prepare our meals for the day, and be able to drink that hot cup of coffee on the way to work. Because there are a lot of places today, a lot of people today, who do not have those small conveniences. And what's really interesting, if you want to count your blessings, think about for a moment, what would happen if some of those little small things went away? What if you woke up in the morning and realized that your heater had gone out? Realized that your coffee pot was no longer working, that your favorite coffee creamer is gone, and that you have no way to heat up your breakfast, and you're going to go outside and hope that your car starts? Well, see, that's quite different. And so when we think about it that way, we can really begin to understand how truly blessed we are. And those are just the small things, those small moments, those small little things that we overlook so easily. I think about Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, where the Bible says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, this is the Apostle Paul speaking. And what he focuses on here are these spiritual things. In fact, you really don't hear much about the apostles or anyone in the New Testament, for that matter, talking about thanking God for their physical things. In fact, the closest we really come to that, in my opinion, is in Matthew 6, when Christ reminds us not to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, those types of things. And he encourages us to look more at the spiritual side of things. And here in Ephesians 1, verse 3, the Apostle Paul does the same thing. When he talks about how the person is blessed by God, he tells us here, we are blessed with spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. As they come from heaven, where God and where Christ are, and they are given to us. And it's because of our relationship that we have in Christ that we have those spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. It's interesting, if you look at the word blessed, it actually means praised. But praise be to God, really, is the idea there in verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed or praised us with every spiritual blessing or as Strong says there, the word blessing there is the word of, again, praise. The idea that God praises us with what? Blessings, with things that we need in this life. Because why? Because we are in Christ. You know, the word blessed, as you look at, especially in the, I believe it's Psalm 1, blessed is the idea of being happy, that we are happy because of the things which God has given us. Now I'm going to stop talking there for a moment and get off my little mini sermon and let Matt add anything you like as we continue looking at this idea of counting our blessings and how truly important it is. Brother Matt?
Man, you can keep going on your mini sermon. It's okay. It's all good. But we're talking about counting your blessings. I mean, and it says name them one by one. I mean, I think God sometimes maybe we should write those things down. I mean, write the things down. Hey, I have a beautiful home. I got a car that starts. Because they're what we always tell our kids and what we always live by kind of is look at the blessings we have and there's someone who is worse than you, right? I mean, think about it. I got to get up this morning. I started my I get a work truck, so I don't have to pay for gas or anything. That's a blessing in itself. I got to start it this morning. I got to take my daughter to her work environment due to the snow and stuff. And, you know, though she didn't talk much this morning because she's tired, but that's another thing. But you count your blessings, you know, you just count those moments. And, you know, it's so hard to not thank God for those things. And I know Paul's talking about here the spiritual blessings, but like you said, the apostles, they didn't have anything. They gave all their means, right? They went and sold their land and because they wanted to, you know, I mean, that's the thing is we have to count our blessings. And if you have to write them down so you can see them, do it if that's the way. But also what we need to do is just remember that we're blessed. We're blessed in so many avenues. I mean, just think of this country. Though we just went through an election and we can get on that soapbox, but I'm not going to. We can go worship. You know, we can go. We got the avenue of this. You got social media that you can communicate with people and try and do Bible studies. We got this avenue of Skype that me and Russ are on, you know, talking about the Bible. I mean, we are so blessed. And then I think we get so caught up in the material things. That's where we have a problem in life is how much material stuff can we get? We just need to count our blessings. And I love that song that you brought up. Name them one by one, right? So,
you know, and as we think about this, counting your blessings, you know, we also look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. As I move over here, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, again, where the Apostle Paul says, "Blessed be the God and our Father and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Now, you think about that for a second. Look how many times Paul uses the word comfort in those two verses. In verse 3, you got once. In verse 4, is the second time. You got, see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in two verses. He uses that word comfort or comfort. Comfort, comforts, or comforted there in those two verses. But let's look first at verse 3 when he says here, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father," which to me, notice here, "the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." Now, the Father of mercies, which means he is, when it comes to being merciful, there's no one more merciful than him. And he says the God of all comfort, which means, again, there's no one who provides more comfort than God. He is the God of comfort. And so we think about that. And again, he says here, "Blessed be the God and our Father and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So the Father we're talking about, he's our Heavenly Father, who is the Father of all mercies and the Father of all comfort. Again, he is the supreme distributor of comfort and mercies. And notice verse 4, "who comforts us," that being the Christian, "in all tribulation." Now, tribulation is just a word meaning here the idea of oppression. It can mean affliction. It can mean hardship, distress. And so it's really kind of an umbrella term. But basically the idea there being he comforts us in all the difficult times, right? "That we may be able to comfort those who are in, I notice, any trouble." So the comfort which God gives us in verse 3, which he gives to us in all tribulation, He says we are able to use that same comfort to comfort others who are in any trouble with the comfort of which we ourselves are comforted by God. And so what we're talking about here is how God comforts us, and in return, we can comfort other people who are going through difficult times in the same way. Sometimes we say, I know what you've been going through. You know, I went through this situation. You know, this is how I handled it. And sometimes we can't say, I know what you're going through. Because, you know, there are people today who have lost a child. I can't say, I know what you're going through. All I can say is, you know, I can only imagine what you're going through, and I can imagine it's a horrible amount of pain. But there are plenty of other brethren who have gone through those things. But also know that we can go to the scriptures and see what God has done for those who have lost children. You know, I think about David. You know, he lost a child as a direct result of sin. I'm not saying that happens today. But we notice, what did he do? The Bible tells us after the child died, that David washed himself, ate food, and he did what? He returned to serving God as he should. And that's what I encourage people to do today. Whenever difficult times happen, whether you're talking about a loss of a loved one, a loss of a child, sickness, it's trying to move back to doing what we've been doing. You know, there are going to be obviously periods of mourning and hardship and distress and no doubt even sometimes I think depression. But we have to realize that happiness and depression are the opposite ends of the spectrum. And if we allow ourselves to stay in depression, then we'll never come back to know what it means to be happy and be blessed by God, because we'll be wallowing and the whatever hardship we've been facing and in the pain, we don't want to come out of it sometimes, or some people do not. And that's not what God wants from us. You notice here in verse 4, he says, "Who comforts us in all tribulation." The reason behind comfort, the purpose behind comfort, is so that we can come out of that tribulation. It's not that we can just stay through it and try to manage it, but the idea of coming through it and coming through it on the other side and being stronger, faithful servants of God. You know, the Apostle Paul also tells us here when he talks to the Corinthians, the Lord has, I'm going to forget where that word's at. I'm trying to paraphrase. There's no temptation that has overtaken except such as common to man, but God is faithful and not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear. That's what I'm trying to get out. And what I'm talking about here is what goes back here to verses 3 and 4. So there's no one who hasn't gone through what you've gone through before, and God can comfort you more than anyone else. Okay, now that I'm done babbling and remember that verse, I'll let Brother Matt add anything he wants.
Well, speaking of comfort, what does it mean? I mean, I'm looking it up here. It says to soothe in time of affliction or distress, to ease physically or relieve a condition of feeling pleasurable, physical ease or relief from pain and stress. And you brought up the word father, right? What is a father? He should be a comforter. He should provide us with security, kind of like the go-to guy, the protector, right? So if we're supposed to be comforted, I mean, we have a loving God that comforts us day, night, whenever we need him. And where do we find what we're going through? How do we get through what we're going through? Well, we focus on the word, right? I mean, just think of all the blessings that I know we talk about the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:3-11, and you know, they're Beatitudes, but what does Beatitude mean? It means blessings, right? And I mean, verse 4 says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. God is talking about a lot of comfort in the Bible. He's trying to push us to go to the Bible for answers, to get that comfort and guidance. And he is a loving God and he is a protector. He wants to protect his people. He wants to protect you. But the whole thing is you have to go search for it. You have to be the one who is going after that. And I mean, he is merciful, but he's a comforter, like a father is, like me and you are fathers, right? And we have children. We have children, and you want to be the go-to guy that they come to for protection, for guidance, for direction. You want to be that. I don't want to push it off to somebody else. I mean, just like God is saying, go to the Bible for your answers. Go read it, open it, you know, and look at the many blessings you have. That's what I get out of just this, what you've made is just the start of it, is count your blessings. I mean, I sat here and thought about it and I'm like, look at all the things that we have that we just take for granted, right? Like you said, it's like we take so many things for granted. It's just, it's mind boggling, but we all get trapped in that conundrum, they could say, or we're, oh man, this person's got this. And but we just need to stop, open the Bible and read and find out that God is a comforter. He blesses us with so many things, and mainly the spiritual blessings. That's the main thing that we have to realize. You know, all this stuff is going to perish one day. It's going to burn, right? That's why I tell my kids, it's like they fight over things, fight over this, that, or this, or, you know, oh, this house or this, that, whatever, toys, whatever, you know. It's like, it's all going to burn, guys. It is. So,
but. You know, and like you're talking about here, that we think about how blessed we are. That's really, you know, if we count our blessings, we think about how blessed we are, we're going to be much, much happier people. And I think sometimes, mm-hmm. and we see those who are less fortunate than us, but also I think sometimes we look at others, and like you said, we kind of compare ourselves, and you think, well, I'd be happier if I had what they had. And for honest, and many times, that's not even the case. You know, I've seen people who've, long before I ever had, for instance, you know, my first smartphone was an Android smartphone years ago. Actually, I think I got it when I moved here, so that was 8 years ago. I was probably the last person, one of the last ones to get a smartphone, right? And so I decided, you know what, I'm not going to get an iPhone. And in years past, I'm like, I'm going to get an iPhone. I get one, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And literally, probably within a week, I'm like, eh, it's just another phone. You know, that's how it is with anything. I'm going to get a new computer. And a week later, it's just another computer. You know, the new wears off, and you're like, you know, why does I care so much? And, you know, we think about, I remember, you know, I've done mission trips to a few places, and one of them I've gone to, I'll never forget it, and I've been there twice. They're in the Marshall Islands in Majuro, and, you know, they have grocery stores there, but you have to keep in mind where Majuro is. If you ever look it up or look at the Marshall Islands, it's literally a dot in the Pacific Ocean. And so everything comes there by, to my knowledge, by boat. Sometimes I'm not sure if they get anything by plane as far as like cargo goes. But you could go into a store. I mean, we were leaving the hotel we were at and walking to the store across the street, and you see all these boxes of cereal. I'm like, yes, I'm going to buy a box of cereal. I'm going to buy, you know, think some milk in the fridge. That's what I have this week, right? And I pick up this box of cereal, and it is hard as a rock. And they're still selling it. I mean, all the cereals like that. I'm like, what is going on? As I'm looking around, and if you could find one that didn't, like, make a sound against something, you know, you're doing good. And I thought, man, I had no idea how spoiled we were. You know, and stuff like that, it's just mind-boggling. You see the milk, and, you know, it's most of it's the kind of milk that I forget what it is exactly, but it's kind of, it doesn't even refrigerated, right? You can just, you know, you bite off the shelf, you don't have to refrigerate.
Evaporated milk, buddy.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. And so you don't have to refrigerate it until, you know, after you open it or whatever. And so, you know, that type of thing there. And just the small stuff like that, you think, man, I remember one time we went to a restaurant, and this is the last thing I'll talk about, and we got some tacos or something. I mentioned, I looked over at Lisa and said, you know, I wonder where they got the meat for these, because I've never seen any cows on the island. And I thought, maybe we shouldn't think about this too much.
Maybe you shouldn't think about that, buddy. No. You should just count your blessings that your belly's going to be full.
Yes. Right? Yeah, right? It's stuff posing as meat. But, you know, when you think about stuff like that, I say all that to say this, is that you know, we go into a store here. You can buy ground beef ready to go. You can buy it if you want to in patties, and you go throw it right on the grill. You go in and you find cereal that is, you know, if it's expired, they're going to take it off the shelf, those types of things. And we don't realize really how truly blessed we are to be able to do that. As you know, as many problems as our nation or any nation has, we still have a lot of things to be very, very grateful for. And the last verse I wanted us to look at, and we probably really, I'm probably going to look at just for a minute, then we'll probably look at it some more next time. But Lamentations 3:22-23 really kind of moves into our next point here, looking at how blessings outweigh our troubles. And I think that's true. If we're honest, we can sincerely look at our troubles, and we look at our blessings. We are tremendously blessed. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. You might say we are not overtaken, because his compassions fail not. And so we're not consumed because why? Because the Lord's compassionate. Verse 23, they are new every morning. That's his compassions. Great is your faithfulness, which tells us the Lord's going to be there every single morning with this compassion so that we are not consumed, so that we can face each and every day that comes. And so I'm going to stop there and let Matt, do you want to add anything before we close this morning?
That's great. I mean, that verse 23 is, that's part of a song. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, it's like, that's just tried and true to that. That's not a lie, guys. I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, oh, God, is God really there? Yes, he is. He's always there. You know, I mean, so they're right here. And they are new every morning. And it's amazing. And like you're talking about just beef and how stuff, we can get anything in the store, man. You can walk in the store and you can get anything. And people from different countries probably come here and go like, what? Man, I got a brick of cereal, right? And we just go, nah, I don't want that one today. You know, we get to pick and choose whatever we want. You know, potato chips. We got 17,000 bags of potato chips here, and they might only have like two. But just realize the material blessings are bountiful. So are the spiritual blessings. Those are the most important, though, is the spiritual blessings, and that's what we need to go find. So and just realize that God is our comforter, always, tried and true. So
definitely. Well, thank you, Brother Matt. Thank you for those who are listening here with us
today. Thank you.
And we hope you join us again next time as we continue looking at how to be happy. And we hope to see you again next time here on Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.